hear, but we mean it with such fervor as we say to them, this pain that you're feeling is not because that person has died. This pain that you are feeling is because you are using this as your excuse to not be who you are. In other words, you're not missing them. You're missing the way you felt right before you were using that as the excuse not to feel that way. You're missing you. You're missing your alignment with you, you see. You're missing. You're creating a void. You're not letting yourself. You're not letting the source within you love you the way the source within you loves you, even though you had that experience, you see. Yeah. You're holding yourself up. You're holding yourself apart from the love that source offers you. And using that as the excuse. So stop it.
Thank you. I heard the beeper, and I have one quick question. Ever since I was young, I had this fantastic and amazing association with the bees. And recently, a real close beast of ours left. And I really had a hard time and struggled along with my wife how this took place, because it
because was but here's why. Because you're not missing the beast, you're missing the way you feel when you were with the beast. So right, what the beast represented to you was the those close animals, they are so easy to love, and they hold themselves as object of attentions that cause you alignment. They teach you alignment by their very beingness, you see. But we're going to say the same thing to you again that we just said to you. It's not the animal you miss. It's the way you felt that was inspired by the animal, you see.
That's
why that happened, because you've been questioning this other big issue that we just chewed on, that you feel so much resolution in already. You've been suffering over that for a long time. And the beast said, let me see if I can help you out. Let me see if I can help you out, understand something that's really important, you see.
I thought so.
Good time for
Thank you very much.